神様は私たちの生活に関わってくださり、語ってくださるお方ですから。
God is a living God who talks to us today, right now.
期待を持って始めたいと思います。
And let's expect great things from the Lord as we begin.
ではお祈りをして始めたいと思います。
So we start with a word of prayer.
天の父なる神様、あなたの御名を褒めたたえます。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your name.
あなたが私たちと共に歩み、そして私たちの生活の一部一部に関わってくださることをありがとうございます。
Thank you that you are walking with us through our each and every day and that you are caring about every part of our lives.
今日ここにおられる一人一人の内側にあなたの言葉をどうぞ語ってください。
Please, Lord, speak a word into each and every person's heart here today.
そしてあなたの御言葉が私たちの足を照らす、光となりますように。
Let your word be the light unto our feet.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
皆さん今までにこういうゲームしたことがあるでしょうか?
Has anybody ever done one of these kind of games?
こう紙に点がいっぱいあって、それを順番につないでいったら、なんと絵が完成しちゃうという。
You know, it's a connect the dots. You got, you know, your points all over the page. It's just a bunch of dots. But if you connect the lines, you can make a picture.
やったことがあるという人。
Anybody done the connect the dots?
Okay. 半分以上だな。Okay. Yeah. なんかやったことがある人とやったことがない人に分かれたのかな。
Some people seem to have like, carefully spread themselves out, and some that have done it and
haven't. ではちょっとですね、用意しているので、シンプルなものを用意しているので、ちょっとみんな配っていただいて、ちょっとやってみたいと思います。
But actually, today, if you haven't done it, this is your lucky day. We're going to be doing a little connect the dots.
はい。
Yeah.
ルールは簡単です。Okay. もう、その紙に、数字をつないで、点をつないでいくだけです。
Yeah, all you gotta do is follow from, you know, the numbers. Just follow the numbers and draw a line from point to point.
そして、カンニングはなし。
And don't cheat. So please don't look at your neighbor's paper. Don't cheat. Shinya, come on. No, no. Lori, don't. No cheating. No cheating. You gotta look at your own paper only.
番号ないやつ?
Wait, what?Did you say you don't have any numbers?
実は番号ないやつもね入ってるんですけど、ミスじゃないんです。
Actually, that was on purpose. We gave some of you.
ね、なんかこうあれこれどうしたらええんやろうって、戸惑う皆さんの顔を楽しみにしてた。
So actually, I gave some of you a paper with just a bunch of dots on it, and I wanted to see your faces when you.
数字が書いてあるやつもないやつもぜひやってみてください。とりあえず、hey. あの数字を。数字がある人は数字たどって。
It'll be a picture, okay? So just go ahead. If you got your numbers,
ない人も数字がない人もとりあえずつなげていってみてください。
Even if you have no numbers, please try to connect the dots. See if you can make a picture out of that. Go for it. If you don't have a pen, if you raise your hand, they'll try to get a pen to you. We got pens coming around. All right. Yeah. Just be creative. You know, no numbers. Don't worry about it. Just connect those dots.You can do it. Oh, Kazue is going for it. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, for people who have numbers on their paper, probably you're already finished.
はい。そしたら、何の絵ができましたか?
Hey, what kind of picture did you create?
せーの。カタツムリ。今隣の近くの人の見てもらってもら
える。Okay, now you can show your lovely pictures to your friends. Look at that nice snail. Uh-huh.
多分これ何っていう人がいっぱいいると思う。
And there are probably some of you that drew something that looks a little bit more like something abstract.
はい。ね、完成図ね、カタツムリなんですが。
Okay, you can see Hide's holding up the picture of the snail.
多分数字が書いてなかった人はなんかこんなよくわからない。
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
ね、なんかよくわからないね、ものになったんじゃないかなと思うんです
けど。Right. So maybe if you didn't have the numbers, then you probably drew something a little bit more, yeah, less picture-like.
この数字がある場合とない場合では何が違ったんでしょう?
So what's the difference? Having numbers, not having any numbers?
まずそもそも、どこからスタートしたらええのっていうね。
First of all, like, where's the starting point?
ね、まあ、ゴールもわからないですし。
We don't know where's the goal, where's the last number?
ね、完成図もね、完成しても、何この、絵にもなってないわっていうのが出来上がりますね。
You know, and of course, like, since there's no direction in order, then you've got a, probably just a bunch of lines.
だけど仮に、最初の番号、1番がわかって、最後の番号があったとしても、できます?
But what about if the only numbers you had was the number one and then the final number, the goal? Could you make it into a picture if you just had the first and the last numbers?
多分できないと思います。
Actually, probably still would have a hard time making it into a picture.
番号が1番がスタートしても分かったとしても、そこから どの点に向かって、どの方向に向かって進めばいいのかわからないんですよね。
If you only had the starting point and the finishing point, you wouldn't know which direction to go first, which point to go through.
ですので、この方向がわからないというのが一番の問題だったわけです。
So not knowing what direction to go, that is your biggest problem.
そして、結果、こっちちゃうかな。Hmm. なんとなくこっちな気がするわって言って、つなげていくと、めちゃくちゃの意味のないものになります。
And so, if you just randomly go from dot to dot, maybe I need to go this direction, oh, why don't I go this direction? The next thing you know, you're going to end up with a very random picture.
実は人生も同じことが起こるんです。
We can say the same thing about our lives.
私の人生においても、進む方向っていうのがとっても大事なんです。
And so,In order to get anywhere in our lives, we need to be moving in the right direction.
もし私たちが進む方向がわからなくて、人生をなんとなくこっちちゃうかな、こっちがええんちゃうかなって言って生きてると、どうなるでしょう?
If we are wandering through life without really a secure sense of what direction we need to be moving, and we keep changing our course, we will end up with a picture like this.
振り返って、自分の人生を振り返ってみたときに、ああ、私の人生何だったんだろう?
You might look back at your life and say, what?Was I doing? Like, what is the point of all of what the things I did?
何をして自分の人生を無駄にしてきちゃったんだろう?
And you may feel like, why did I waste so much time?
事実、多くの人が後悔をしながら生きているかもしれません。
You know, it's very easy for any of us to live a life in this way.
だけど、ここにいる全員、そして世界中のみんなが共通で思っている願いがあります。
But you know what? I think everybody in this world, no matter where they're from, has the same desire.
良い人生を生きたい。
I want to live a good life.
良い関係を人々と築きたい。
I want to have good communication and good relationship.
良い恋愛をして良い結婚をしたい。
I want to have good love relationship. I want to have a good marriage.
仕事でより良くなりたい。成功したい。
I want to be successful in my work.
私はみんな良い願いがあって、良い意図はあるんだけども、
We have the desire, we have the, you know, motivation to be successful in everything.
その願いにたどり着く人は少なくて、振り返ってみたらこういう人生を生きてしまったっていうことが多いんじゃないかと思うんです。
But having motivation and desire but not knowing which direction to go, there are so many people that have a life that looks like the picture without any numbers.
なぜなら私たちの良い願いや良い意図、考えっていうのは私たちを連れてってどこにも連れてってくれないからなんです。
Because the greatest motivation we might have or the best intentions are not going to lead us in the direction we need to go.
願っている目的地にたどり着くためには、その方向に向かう正しい方向に歩み続けるということが絶対に必要になります。
In order to get where you want to go, you need to be moving correctly in the right direction.
今日この一つのことをぜひ覚えてほしいなと思うんですが、
There is something, I'm going to start with a point that I would like you guys to all remember.
それはあなたの進んでいる方向があなたの到着地点を決めるということです。
You know, and that is that your direction determines your destination.
先月から、クロスロード教会ではプラン G というメッセージシリーズを続けていきました。
We've been doing a series, messages have been going through and it's been called Plan G.
今日5回目で最終回です。
This is the fifth time. This is going to be the final time for the Plan G series.
もし聞き逃した回があれば、ぜひ教会のウェブサイトや、ポッドキャストを通して聞いてみてください。
If you haven't listened to the other four, please go back, check out the podcast or on the website. You can listen to the past.
私たちはこのシリーズを通して徹底的に神様は私たちの人生に良い計画を持っておられるんだということを学んできました。
The greater theme being that God has a really good plan, the best plan for our lives.
つまり、神様は私たちの人生を通して描きたいと思っておられる完成図、素晴らしい絵があるということなんです。
You know, in essence, God has a beautiful picture that He'd like to paint with the motion and everything that we do in our lives, and He has a plan to make that reality.
そして神様はただ良い計画を立てて、あとは頑張ってね、自分でこうどっち行ったらいいか、正解を導き出して、あと頑張ってねっていうんじゃなくて、
And God is not the kind of God that would just make a plan, a wonderful plan, and then just, you know, set you out there without any direction in whatever sense that you need to go.
皆さんに配った数字の書いてない、ただの点点点点みたいな紙、これがあなたの計画ですっていうんじゃなくて、
You know, God would not give you a sheet like the people who got the sheet with just a bunch of points randomly on it, that is not the way God would share His plan with you.
良い計画を立ててくださって、そして進むべき方向をに私たちを導いてくださろうとしている神様なんです。
God, being a wise God that He is, He gives us a plan that we should be able to follow. He gives us a plan with numbers so we should know the direction that we should be going.
私の頭の中にこういう、多分疑問が湧くと思います。
Alright, so maybe you have a bit of a worry or, you know, something in your mind that's coming up now.
いや、神様が良い計画を持っているというのは、まあ、それは嬉しいんだけど。
Okay, so...Alright, if we believe that God has a good plan for our lives, I'm happy to hear that, but...
どうやったらその計画を知ることができるんですか?
How can I know what it is?
どうしたらその進むべき次の方向がわかるんですか?
How do I know which number, what direction I need to be going in?
ちょっと、先ほど配った紙をもう一度手に取って、裏側にちょっと点、三つの点を書いてほしいんですけども。
Okay, so if you take the paper I just gave you, you're going to write some of your own dots. You're going to write three dots on the back of that paper.
ちょっとどういうふうに書いたらいいかちょっと説明したいと思います。
Okay, and so, in order for you to understand, I can hold this for you.
右端の上には神様が立てておられる良い計画があるので、一番、右端の上に書いてみてください。まず一つ目のポイント。これは今から先のことですね。Future ですね。
Okay, so first of all, we're going to write our future point, and on the top right-hand corner of the page, draw a dot there, and that's going to be the future. That's going to be God. That's the goal. God wants to get you here.
で、真ん中ぐらいに自分の今の現在のポイント、ね、点を書いてほしいんですけども、もう今めっちゃ下やわーと、もう感じるなら下の方に書いてくださったらいいと思いますし、まあまあまあ、真ん中ぐらいかな、なら真ん中でもいいです。
Okay, so where are you now? In your life, you know, if the vertical axis is your happiness factor or where you feel the success factor, you may be way low on the chart or you may be really up high on the chart. I'm just going to write the dot. This is your present situation. I'm going to draw a dot right in the middle of the paper for
that. そして左端には5年前の自分の点を書いてください。
Okay, and so what about 5 years ago? Where were you at in relation to the dot that you're writing for the present time now?
の方も見えますかね。はい、時々こっち、ね、こんな感じで、これはまあ過去の点ですね。まあ パストで。
Okay, so on the left side of the page will be your past.
まあこんな感じですね。
Point. And then in the middle will be the now. And then the right side of the page will be your future point.
5年前の点から今の点までどのようにたどり着いたんでしょうか。
How did you get from the point you were at 5 years ago to the point you're at now?
振り返ってみたら、まあまあまあ、すぐなんとなくこっちに来たかなっていう人もいれば、なんかちょっと、一時期良くなったんだけども、なんかどっかからなんかちょっとおかしくなったわっていう人もいるかなと思うんですね。
You know, over the last 5 years, maybe it was a straight line, maybe it was getting better, maybe it was getting worse, or maybe there was kind of the ups and downs.
ただはっきりと言えることは、この点から、5年後今この風になってたいわって、あらかじめ点をつけて、予定を立てて、その通りに来たって人はいないと思うんです。
But you know, if it's a downward trend, nobody would probably go, okay, well I'm planning on being, you know, a little bit in a worse situation than I am 5 years from now, and you'd like make a plan that would have a dotted line to a new location that would be in a worse position than you were at that time.
そして実はこの線で書きましたけども、実はこれは点の連続でこうたどり着いたんですね。
Well, I drew it as a line, but as anybody might know, a line is made up of a series of dots. So you could say that it was a series of events that brought us to where we are now.
ここの今の自分にあるのは必ずどっかの地点でそっちの方向に向かって進んでいったから今の自分があります。
And you know, if there seems to be some sort of a mountain or a valley, it's one of those little points at some point that the direction changed and we started to go in a downward slant.
それでは神様がここあなたの5年後にここにいてほしいと思っている良い計画がここにあるとしたら、じゃあ私たちどうやったらそこにたどり着けるんでしょう。
And so, if God has a plan and it involves us getting to a better place, how do we get to this point?
こっちの方向に向かって進み続けるということです。
Obviously, we want to continuously climb up towards that good point.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
ちょっと一回下に置いて。正しい方向に向かって、進み続けるということが大事なんです。
to continue to move in the right direction is important if you want to get to a certain point.
人類の歴史上最も賢いんじゃないかと言われる人にソロモン王という人がいます。
One of the smartest people ever in history to be called was King Solomon.
そのもうめちゃめちゃ賢い彼が自分の人生の最後の方で人生を振り返って彼の知恵をまとめたもう集大成とも言える箴言という書物が旧約聖書に入ってます。
And perhaps you're familiar, at the end of Solomon's life, he would put all of his knowledge together and he put it into a book, and he wrote that, and that would have been the book of Proverbs.
箴言3章5節と6節。
We're going to look at Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
心を尽くして主により頼め。自分の悟りに頼るな。あなたの行くところどこにおいても主を認めよ。そうすれば主はあなたの道をまっすぐにされる。
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
神様は私たちの人生に良い計画を立てて、あとは自分で頑張ってやり遂げてねって言うんじゃなくて、私たちの道をまっすぐに導きたいと思っておられるんです。
God didn't make a fantastic plan for your life and leave you with no directions. Obviously, He wants to point you in the direction you need to go.
この短いソロモンの言葉から、この道にまっすぐ歩む、神様を導こうとしてもまっすぐの道に私たちが生きるために必要な3つのポイントをまず学びたいと思います。
And so, as we look at this simple, plan from King Solomon that we want to make our path straight by submitting to God, what does that involve? We're going to break that down into three points.
1つ目のポイントは、神様が示される次の点に信頼するということです。
And the first point that we want to make is that you need to trust in the next dot that God shows you.
ソロモンは心を尽くして主により頼みなさいと言っています。
You know, it says here, we need to trust the Lord with all our hearts.
なぜかというと、私たちは過去を振り返ったときに、あ、こういう道順でこういう点をたどって、あそこでああいうふうにこう道を方向を変えてこういうふうに今たどり着いたなって点と点をつなぎ合わせることができます。
You know, for us as humans, what we can do is we can look back on our past and we can look back at the you know walk we've had in life, look at the events, and we can draw a line connecting those events to see where we are and how we got to where we are now.
だけどもこれから先のことについてはあらかじめ点をつけて線を作っておくことはできないんです。
But you know, it's impossible for us to make that new goal, that new point we want to get to, and draw the dotted line.
で、多くの場合、ほとんどの場合、私たちは次の一歩が、次のこの一歩が正しい方向に進んでいるのかな、どうなのかなっていうのが分からなかったり、予想できなかったりします。
You know, generally in life, there's so many people that's like they're trying to step off into the fog and somewhere they can't see their footing well. They're not sure which direction they should actually be proceeding in.
それができるのは私たちの人生に良い計画を立てて私たちをそこへとまっすぐに導いてくださろうとしている神様だけなんです。
The only one that can give us the light on the direction that we are to step in, that would be our wonderful Creator God.
でも時々神様が示される次の一歩が時々こっちに進んでいるように感じられないことがあるかもしれません。
You know, but God, trusting God and taking that step that you believe He's telling you to go in, it doesn't always mean that you're going to feel like you're moving in that positive direction, does it?
だけど私たちの目には、私たちの感覚にはなんか、神様なんかこっちに進んでいるような気がするんですけどってことがあると思います。
You know, there's times when you may think like God, I don't feel like I'm making any progress. You may feel like you're not making an upward climb, but rather you're just maybe staying at the same level.
だって世の中の常識とちょっと違うし。
You know, I mean, God, what you're telling me to do, that's just different from the way the world works. Everybody else would say something different.
周りの人たちはこういうふうに生きてないし。
Everybody else doesn't live this way.
だけど私たちを正しくまっすぐに導こうとしてくださっている神様は良い神様ですから。
But you know, God is a good God. We can trust Him, and He knows what's best for our lives.
私たちにはたとえこっちなんかそれてるように感じたとしても、次の一歩が次の点が私たちにとってまっすぐの道なんだということを信頼することが必要なんです。
Even when we feel like God is not leading us in the direction that we need to go, we need to trust in the Lord that He is the wisest and He would have the best step for us to take.
2つ目のポイントは、 毎日自分の進んでいる方向をチェックすることです。
The second point we want to make is that we need to pay attention to the direction we are going daily.
ソロモンは自分の悟りに頼ってはいけませんと言いました。
You know, Solomon said you cannot trust your own understanding.
つまり、自分の悟りというのはつまり私たちの自分の感情、自分の感覚、自分の直感でこれが正しいんだって思うことに頼ってはいけないっていうんです。
And so what that's saying is, you know, we all have feelings, we all have that sense of knowing what's the right thing to do, and you know, there are times when that's going to completely confuse us and point us in the wrong direction. We should not trust that.
私たちの人生の方向を決める道しるべにするにはもうあまりにも頼りなさすぎます。
You know, there's so many other things that we allow to affect the direction that we are led in.
そして私たちはみんな、経験的にこれを知ってるはずです。
And yet we know from experience what happens when we do that.
あの時俺は一体何を考えていたんだ。
You know, what was I thinking?
そういう経験ありますよね。
I think everybody's done that before.
もうどうしてこんなことになってしまったんだ。
How did I get to this place?
もうどうして途中で気づかなかったんだ。
Why didn't I, like, why couldn't I see that this is where I was going?
そして後悔します。
And of course, you regret that.
なぜかというと多くの人は今が良ければいいやん。
So many people are just, you know, live for today. Hey, I'm okay right now.
今楽しいからいい。
Hey, this is fun, right?
I'm enjoying myself. 今気持ちよければ、今満足できればそれでいい。
Now is good. I'm feeling satisfied right now. I'm just going to continue in this way.
そして後から、ああ、もう遠くまで来てしまったと思ったときに、
And then when you're like going, like feeling that satisfaction, going like, oops, I'm going the wrong direction.
後悔するときに、
That's when you start to regret.
リセットボタンを押して、
You start to hit the reset button then.
最後にセーブしたところからやり始めようっていうことが、考えてしまうんです。
You know, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to just reset. I'm just going to go back to where I was, going to return, you know, back it up, and I'm just going to go take the save. I'm going to go to my, back to my last save point, and I'm going to start off in the right direction again.
ゲームみたいに。
You think, you know, life's a big game.
まあそういうふうに考えて、実際に考えてるかどうか知りませんけども、実際にそういうふうに生きてる人ってすごく多いんじゃないかと思うんです。
Perhaps you don't think of life as a game in that way, perhaps, but it is probably something that actually a lot of people are actually doing.
そして、私たちが自分の進んできた方向が誤っていた、間違っていたと気づいて後悔し始めるときに、そこから神様の助けと恵みによってはそこからでも神様の道に方向転換することはできます。
But you know what? Even when we feel like, oh my goodness, what was I doing? I'm in the wrong place. I was wandering for so long. It doesn't matter where we have wandered off to. God is always ready to point us back into the right direction.
しかしそれにはより多くの時間と経験する必要のなかった痛みとそれによって壊れた関係やそれによって傷つけた人たちが生まれてしまうことになるわけです。
But you know what? Look at all that time that you may have been going in the wrong direction. Not only maybe you are getting farther from the goal that God would have had for you, but look at all the time that was wasted just to get to that place that is actually farther away than you started from. And all the pain, all the suffering, all the broken relationships perhaps that you caused along the way, these are all going to need to be mended.
私の人生をゲームみたいにリセットボタンを押したらどこか違うとこからやり始められるこういうワープすることはできないんです。
We don't live in Super Mario World. We can't just warp and get back to the beginning of level 13.
私の人生の点は毎日ずっとつながっていて、昨日は今日に、そして今日は明日に、そしてそれは将来につながっていくんです。
Our drive recorder is on play only. We keep moving forward, and it's just going to continue to progress. And it's going to be, we're going to go back and we'll be able to see where we've been, but we cannot go back and jump back to any point.
ですから今、今日自分が向かっている、進もうとしている方向は、どっちの方向に進んでるんだろうって注意している必要があるわけなんです。
So isn't it important that we daily keep track of which direction we're moving to make sure we're going in the right direction?
そして私たちが進む方向が私たちの到着地点を決めるんです。
And so, as we said before, your direction determines your destination.
もし私たちが自分の進む方向がどっちなのかなって注意していて、神様により頼んでいるなら、神様がこれが道だ、これに歩めと私たちに語って教えてくださることを信じます。
If we will take the time to just stop for a moment and say, okay, God, Which direction am I supposed to be going today? Let me just refocus. Let me get back on track. I want to be going exactly the way you want me to go. It's going to be a really successful time.
そしてちょっとこう違う方向に、間違った方向に体の向きが向きそうに向き始めたならば、私のうちに住んでおられる精霊が、ちょちょ違うやろ、違うやろ、そっちちゃうやろって必ず気づかせてくださることを信じます。
You know, when we accepted Jesus into our hearts, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us, and we got our own like little GPS detector in there. When we start to turn, when we start to get ready to move in the wrong direction, the Holy Spirit is going to say, "Hey, hey, are you sure? Are you sure that's the way you want to be going right now?"
ソロモンは心を尽くして主により頼みなさい。自分の悟りに頼ってはいけませんと言いましたが、これは同時にできないんです。
You know, we need to love the Lord with all our hearts. We cannot depend on our understanding. We need to trust in the Lord. We can't depend on our understanding and trust in the Lord at the same time.
神様に心を尽くしてより頼むときに、それは神様、私は自分の直感やこう感情によって自分の進む方向を決めるのをやめます。
We need to be respectful to the Lord and say, "All right, God, I trust in you completely." And that means, even though I think I got a really good idea that might, you know, be good, but I'm just gonna just leave that and then focus on what you'd have for my life.
そして神様の言葉に、表されている神様がどんなお方であるのか、神様の心に信頼して、それゆえに神様の言葉に従う次の一歩を踏み出すということが。
And so that obedience to the Lord, that is really important as we take that step in faith.
そして私たちがそっちを選ぶときに3つ目のポイントが重要になります。
And as we choose to do that daily, this will bring us to our third point.
それは生活のすべてのエリアで神様に聞くということです。
And that would be to listen to God's voice in every area of your life.
ソロモンはあなたの行くところどこにおいても主を認めなさいと言いました。
That means that no matter where you go, no matter what you're involved in, always seek God for advice.
つまり私たちが家にいるときも、
When you're at home,
学校にいるときも、
When you're at school,
仕事に行くときも、
When you're at work,
恋愛や結婚生活においても、
In the midst of your loving relationships or in your marriage,
友達付き合いの中においても、
When you're hanging out with your friends,
私たちの生活の一つ一つの部分において神様が関わってくださるということなんです。
It means God wants to be involved in every part of your life.
神様は私たちの生活のその全てのエリアにおいて良い計画を立ててくださっていて、私たちを導きたいと思っておられるんです。
God's got a great plan. He's got a great plan for every part of your life.
きっとこういう経験あるんじゃないかなと思うんです。
All right, perhaps you've had an experience like this.
ほとんどの人生の部分でなんかうまくやってると思うんだけども、この一つの部分においてもうめちゃくちゃだったら、
You know, most of my life it's going awesome. It's going great. There's just this little dark corner over here that's actually a mess.
それが自分の人生全体が進んでいる方向にこうなっていってしまうっていうような、引っ張られているんじゃないかなっていう経験あるんじゃないかなと思います。
But you know what? That little piece of junk in your life, no matter how much the other good stuff is there, that piece of junk is pulling you off course.
仕事も成功していて、
You know, you're successful at work.
教会にも行って、奉仕もして、
Going to church, you're serving.
でも家族との関係がめちゃくちゃだったら、それが私の人生の大きな方向を決めていってしまうんです。
But if your family is not in a good healthy condition and you're fighting all the time with the family, that is going to affect the direction you're going.
神様は全部のエリアにおいて良い計画を立てておられます。
God has a great plan for all parts of your life.
ですからその全てにおいて神様が導いてくださって、その次の一歩がベストであることを信頼してください。
So, in all things, it's very important if we want to move in the right direction that we give all parts of our life to God.
プランGシリーズの最初の方で学んだように、この全てのエリアにおいて、これは神様を称えることになるかなということを意識しましょう。
As we've learned over the past four sessions and today as well, we need to know that we're trusting in God, we believe that He's got the best plan, and that we are going to obey that and go with Him.
方向性が大事だという話をしてますけれども、それが大事なもう一つの理由というのは、進む方向には必ずも明らかで、もう定まった行き先がもうすでにあるということです。
You know, and as much as I've been saying about how important the direction that you're going is, it's important that you realize that going in a certain direction, there's always going to be that final destination that we can keep our eyes on.
こっちの方向に向かえば必ずその行き先が定まってます。
If we are going in a downward direction, that point that we are heading towards, it's going to come eventually.
私がどっかの時点で大きな後悔するときって大抵次のように言います。
You know, whenever I feel like I'm going the wrong direction and I'm going downhill again, normally it's going to end up with me having a conversation to myself like this.
なんで初めからもうこうなるって気づかなかったんだ。
Why? Why did I end up going this direction? Why didn't I like realize it?
あの時あの人がこう言ってくれたのに。
You know, this person was even there and they tried to tell me I was going the wrong way.
私はこの時になって初めて大きな後悔するんですけども、周りの人たちにとっては驚きではなくて、やっぱりね、そうなると思ってたよっていうことが結構あるんです。
For us, we may have had this point in a downward track that we had taken, and that's the point where we realize we're going the wrong direction. We try to reevaluate and head back in the right direction. For us, that was one point. But for other people, they had seen us. We had been going in that trajectory for some time, and they're like, yeah, could see that one coming.
そして、私たちを大切に思ってくれてる人はその途中で気づいたならば、私たちにそれを言ってくれたはずです。
The people who really love us, the people that see that we're going in the wrong directions, those are the ones that are going to try to reach out and try to help us and stop us from moving in the wrong direction.
そして周りの人たちよりもずっと先に神様はそっちの方向に進んだらそうなるってご存知なので、私たちがその方向に進み続ければ後悔と痛みを味わうことになるってご存知なので。
But you know, even more than anybody around us could possibly do, God, He sees the whole picture.How much more is he just getting desperate when he sees that we continually go the wrong way?
神様はご自身の言葉を通して私たちにあらかじめ教えてくださっているんです。
God's got billboards, huge signs that he tries to post for us in our lives. Through his word, he tries to give us advice to go in the right direction.
自分の子供が間違った方向に進み始めたときに私たち良い親であるならば良い親は必ずそっちちゃうよそっち行ったらこんなことになるよって多分ね、こう忠告を与えると思うんです
Obviously, if your child is going to start to go down the wrong path and be in a dangerous situation any good parent would be like oh, oh you don't want to go that way that's going to be dangerous and in the same way our loving heavenly father does that for us
私の天のお父さんである神様も同じように私を子供として愛しているゆえにそれをしてくださるんです
Our God in heaven, He loves us like His own child. We are His children. He wants to take care of us so well.
その例となるストーリーが聖書の中には山ほどあります。
You know, and this is examples. They just are they're examples galore all through the Bible.
それは私たちにこの原則を明らかに教えるためです。
And this is all to help us to get a better image for the direction we want to be going.
その一つを紹介したいと思うんですが、
Okay, and I'm just going to give one example now.
エジプトで奴隷状態だったイスラエルの人たちがモーセというリーダーのリーダーシップを通して、また神様の奇跡的な救出劇を通して、エジプトを脱出して、アラノで、神様に信頼することを学んでいきました。
The Exodus from Egypt. We have the Israelites. They were under slavery in a terrible situation. God raised up Moses. He got them and he released them from the Pharaoh, and they were able to escape from their terrible slave masters.
そして40年間かけて神様に信頼するということを少しずつ学んでいって、とうとうこの川を渡れば約束の地、神様がここに連れて行くよと言った素晴らしい土地があります。
And so for the next 40 years, the people learned how to follow the Lord in all things as they were moving towards the promised land. Their goal, they got to this river, and just on the other side of the river, they were so close. They were right there.
そこまで導いてきたリーダーであったモーセはその川を越えずにそこで、川の直前で、彼の人生は終わることになります。
But you know what? The leader, Moses, just before they crossed over the land into the land of Canaan, just before they crossed the river into the land of Canaan, Moses, he passed away on the near bank.
その時にモーセはイスラエルの人々に遺言のように本当に大切なメッセージを残したんです。
And Moses, before he passed away, he gave a very important message to warn the people of Israel.
それが旧約聖書の申命記という箇所に記されています。
And that is written in the book of Shemekia. I always get confused with Genesis, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He gave that message in Deuteronomy just before he passed away. Japanese.
その一部で一部、30章15節から読んで、
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and read a small part of the message Moses gave to the Israelites.
見よ、私は確かに今日あなたの前に命と幸い、死と災いを置く。 私が今日あなたにあなたの神主を愛し主の道に歩み主の命令と掟と定めとを守るように命じるからである。確かにあなたは生きてその数は増える。あなたの神主はあなたが入っていって所有しようとしている地であなたを祝福される。しかしもしあなたが心を背けて聞き従わず誘惑されて他の神々を拝みこれに仕えるなら、今日私はあなた方に宣言する。あなた方は必ず滅び失せる。あなた方はあなたがヨルダンを渡り入っていって所有しようとしている地で長く生きることはできない。私は今日あなた方に対して天と地とを商人に立てる。私は命と死、祝福と呪いをあなたの前に置く。あなたは命を選びなさい。あなたもあなたの子孫も生き、あなたの神主を愛し御声に聞き従い主にすがるためだ。確かに主はあなたの命であり、あなたは主があなたの先祖アブラハム、イサク、ヤコブに与えると誓われた地で長く生きて住む。
Okay. In Deuteronomy 30 verses 15 to 20, we look at Moses and what he was saying to the Israelites. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you are drawn away to bow down to the other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to you, to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Moses はこれから神様が約束された素晴らしい土地に入っていくこの人々にこういうふうに言ってるんです。
To God's people, he talked to them about the promised land that God had promised to give to them.
皆さんよく聞いてください。
All right, everybody, listen to me carefully.
これから入る土地は素晴らしいけどもゴールではありません。
Listen, you're going to be moving into the promised land. This is a wonderful place, but this is not the end goal.
次の一点にしか過ぎません。
All it is the next dot in your path through life.
入ってからどっちの方向に進むかの方がもっと大事です。
Once you've entered the promised land, what direction you go from there, it's very, very important.
約束の地に入ってからもあなたの前にはいつも二つの道があります。
Even after you've entered the promised land, there will always be a fork in the road.
命と幸せの方向と死と災いの方向です。
There is the road towards life, the path towards life and prosperity, and there is the path towards death and destruction.
神様に信頼して従い続けるならあなたは祝福されます。
If you trust in the Lord, you will be blessed.
しかし、もし神様から心を背けて他の神々を受け入れていくならあなた方は滅びます。
If you turn your back on the Lord and start to worship other gods, you will be destroyed.
どちらも行き先ははっきりしている。
These are very clear and very different goal destinations.
だからあなたは命を選んでください。
So please, please, pick life.
生活の一つ一つのすべての部分で神様の言葉に聞き従ってください。
And in the little things even, continue to choose life in all the things you do.
神様が示される次の点に信頼し続けて、その進む方向に気をつけていなさい。
Trust the Lord in each step and continue to trust in Him and you will move in the direction of life.
あなたが進んでいる方向は必ずどちらかに進んでいて、その行き先は定まっているからです。
And if you continue in the way that God would lead you, you will have a good long life of prosperity in His goal.
モーセは決してイスラエルの人々を脅して、怖がらせて従わせようとしているんじゃないんです。
This is not Moses trying to, you know, scare the bejeebus out of everybody.
むしろこの言葉は招待状なんです。
This is God giving, or this is Moses sharing God's, it's his invitation to his people.
神様に信頼して生きる人生の祝福への招きなんです。
This is an invitation to a life of comfort, knowing that you are working towards the goal that your Creator has made for you.
今日私たち一人一人の目の前にもその同じ二つの道方向があります。
There is always a fork in the road, and in front of our lives right now, we also have forks in the road.
一つの道には、祝福という標識が立っています。
There's a billboard right on this side of the road, and it says to prosperity and blessing.
もう一つの道には、呪いと破滅という標識が立っています。
And there's another billboard on this other road, and it's like to death and destruction.
めちゃめちゃ大切な質問します。
This is a very important question, people.
あなたはどちらを選びますか?
Which road do you take?
もちろんこっち。
Of course, to the prosperity and blessing.
私はもちろん祝福の道を選ぼう。そっちの方がいいに決まってるって、こう、良い願い、良い意図を持ちます。
This is not even a question. Of course, it's our desire to choose the road towards prosperity and blessing.
モーセは良い意図を持ってください、良い願いを持ってくださいじゃなくて、進む方向が大事なんです。あなたはどの声に聞き従って生きてますか?神様に聞き従ってくださいとモーセはお願いして彼らを教えているわけです。
You know, Moses wasn't giving the Israelites this, you know, hey, let's stay positive. Hey, guys, let's just have, you know, a happy feeling. And then, no, it was really, you need to follow the Lord and His leading so that you will be always continuing to stay on the right path.
あなたは今日どの声に聞き従って生きているでしょうか?
So which voice are you going to listen to as you move forward in life today?
世界中のほとんどの人が自分の感覚や感情の声に聞き従って生きています。
So many people in the world, most people in the world, they just like to live by the voice that seems to be talking to themselves. They're listening to their own wisdom.
それがこの世の中が私たちに教えているメッセージなんです。
And that's the, you know, the wisdom of this world. That's the way that the world would tell you that you're supposed to live.
こっちの方がうまくいくに決まってる。
Yeah, of course. You know, you should just take command of your own life and live that way.
とにかく今が楽しければ、今が良ければいいじゃん。
Hey, you're here today, right? Let's enjoy it.
こうした方が得になるんじゃないかな。
You know, oh, this would definitely be good for you.
いや、誰にもバレなかったら悪い結果にはならない。
Hey, psst, hey, check this out. Nobody's gonna know.
自分の人生なんだから。
It's your life.
自由に生きた方がいいじゃない。
Be free.
自分の感じたように、自分の好きなように生きたらいいじゃん。
Just do whatever you feel like doing.
別に神様を嫌いになったり否定するわけじゃない。
You know, God, He's never going to be able to hate you. He loves you, right?
もう一つお気に入りを増やすだけだし。
Seriously, you're just going to take a little bit more for yourself.
自分の感情に素直に生きることが自由でしょ?
You know, you can just completely, you're free to follow your feelings, right?
それがこの世の中私たちに進めている自由のあり方なんです。
That is the freedom the world would try to recommend for our lives.
そして時に私たちを心配してくれる周りの声を塞ぎ、内側の聖霊の耳を塞いで、私の人生なんだから口を出さないで。
There's times when we're like, okay, I don't want to hear anybody else. I don't want to hear any more commercials. I don't want any other more good advice. You know, they don't listen to the Lord as well. And they just focus on listening to whatever their heart and their desires that they can come up with from inside themselves.
ちょっとほっといて構わないで、私が行きたいように生きさせて。
You know, be quiet. Don't try and control me. I'm going to decide what I'm doing.
10代の子供が親に言いそうな言葉ですよね。
Yeah, anybody got any teenagers? Maybe you've heard this line before.
その時はこっちの方が幸せになれるんじゃないかなと思って。
You know, I'm pretty sure that this would make me a lot happier.
その感覚に従って生きた結果、後で大きな後悔と痛みを、傷を負って、その中に生きている人がどれだけいるでしょうか。
How many people have gone in a direction thinking that this way is going to make me happier to only come back crawling, maybe dragging injuries and scars from going in that wrong direction and regretting ever heading that way?
そして多くの場合、その場所にたどり着いたときに、後悔の場所にたどり着いたときに、そこからどうしたらいいのかわからなくて、もう神様の計画にも戻る資格なんかないんじゃないかって感じて、同じ方向に進み、同じことを繰り返していってしまうということが多いんです。
And the scary part is when you start to go down into that ravine, you're starting to go down into the ravine of regret. As you get down deeper, you feel like, ah,、oh, this is horrible. Oh, I should have listened to God. I should have done it. But you know what? I deserve it. I did this to myself, and I'm just going to keep on going. And they just keep getting deeper into that ravine of regret.
イスラエルの人たちはモーセの最後のこの遺言の言葉を聞いてその後どうしたんでしょうか。
So after Moses gave this wonderful message, what did the people of Israel do?
しばらくは次のリーダーのもとに神様に従って生きたんですが、
of course, you know, for a while, they were good people. They followed the new leader.
だけど少しずつ自分たちのこっちの方がうまくいくんじゃない?
But of course, as time progressed, people being people, they just started to think their own thoughts about, hey, wouldn't this be nice?
そういう感覚や感情に従い始めて、さまざまな他の国々の神様、神々を取り入れて、その、この習慣を実践し始めたんです。
You know, hey, things are going okay now, and look around me. We're in a new land, and this isn't like Egypt. But hey, they got all these new funky gods and stuff. Hey, well, that's kind of interesting. Ooh, look at this pretty thing. Wow, what does this do?
その後彼らはどうなったと思いますか?
And what do you think happened after that?
今なら皆さん預言者になれますよね?
Hey, you can all become prophets, right?
彼らはその後に国を失う、敵に攻められて滅ぼされて国を失うことになりました
。 You know, the people of Israel, they went, they got into the promised land for a while, they're happy there, and then next thing you know, they're invaded and they get destroyed, and the whole land is taken away from them, they're taken back into captivity again.
モーセが言った通りになりました。
Of course, just like Moses said,
彼らは約束の地に入ってからどこかの時点で地と災いの方向に進み始めて進み続けてしまったんです。
The people of Israel, they were at in a point in life, they had pointed themselves towards the goal that God had set before them, but at some point along that line, they had taken a wrong turn and they started to go in the wrong direction.
モーセがあんなに教えたように行き先がこんなに明らかだったのに。
Moses told them so clearly, so strongly, if only YouTube was there and they could have taken a recording with them.
そっちに行ってしまったんです。
But they didn't, and so they went in the wrong direction.
でも私たちも同じじゃないかなと思う。
Are we not the same?
私たちも自分の心、自分の感情に聞き従ったら、その結果どうなるのかっていうことを体験的に知ってるんじゃないかと思う。
We have the experiences. We know what it's like to choose to go the wrong direction when we even feel in our hearts we knew which way we should have gone.
もう言うべきじゃないって分かってるのに、もうここで止めることができずに言い放ってしまって、それによって誰かを傷つけてしまった。
You know, saying something when you should have put your foot in your mouth and afterwards you regret that you ever said that because you just broke a bridge with that person. It's going to be so hard to get communication going again.
すべきじゃないと分かってるのにしてしまった。
I knew I wasn't supposed to do that, but I did it.
多分振り返ってみて自分の人生の中にある大きな後悔のほとんどは自分の感覚や感情に聞き従った結果なんじゃないかなと。
So many times when we look at our lives, the points that we might say were points of regret, how many of those are related to us impulsively moving on our feelings or the, you know, reaction to that situation?
ですから自分の人生の進むべき方向を決めるのに私の感情や感覚っていうのは当てにならないんです。
So that should tell us that we should not trust our feelings, or just whatever is inside of ourselves to lead us in the right direction.
ですから私は毎日自分の進んでいる方向に注意して次のことをよく考えている必要があるんです。
So we need to make sure that we take a time to be quieted down, quiet ourselves, to continue to ask the Lord that we will be pointing ourselves in the right direction.
自分の願っている将来にたどり着くために今できる次の一番良い決断、次の一歩は何だろう?
Okay. God, what do I need to do? What is it that I need to do? I'm getting to another fork in the road. I know there's going to need to be another decision. What is that decision I should be making?
なぜならあなたの進んでいる方向があなたの行き着く先を決めるからです。
And that's because the direction you go is going to determine the destination you arrive at.
で、その方向を、その次の一歩をどういうふうに選んだらいいでしょうか?
So, how do we know which direction to go for that next step?
もう一度モーセの語った言葉の中で16節を見てください。
We're going to go back to Deuteronomy again one more time and look back at what Moses was saying.
こう言いました。私が今日あなたにあなたの神、主を愛し、主の道に歩み、主の命令と掟と定めとを守るように命じるからである。
Okay.
16節。
Will we get verse
新明記30章16節。
Verse 16. Sorry, I don't have it pulled up here. Maybe. Verse 16. I can.
これの。
English version, please. I can pull up my Bible app. Sorry, I should have had that one ready. Okay, so looking at verse 16 again, sorry. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
モーセははっきりとイスラエル人たちに自分の感情や感覚ではなくて神様の言葉に聞き従って歩んでください。
It was saying here, you know, Moses is trying to encourage the people of Israel, you know, please do not depend on your own understanding, but please just continue to move in the direction that God has given you all these words. He's going to bless you if you do that.
神様の教えに、神様の教えている方向に進んで、その命令を守ることによって、神様への信頼と愛を表して、命と幸せの方向に進んでくださいと進めています。
You know, God has it written down for you. It's a concrete plan. If you would just follow this, you are going to be going in the right direction.
神様は私たちが歩むべき、なんかざっくりとした大きい、なんか幅の広い方向性を示すだけじゃなくて、私たちの次の一歩、次の一点を照らしてくださいます。
God doesn't just give us the broad, pink, you know, widespread picture where it's like, okay, you know, kind of go that direction, you know, it just doesn't point like in a general direction. He's given us pinpoint coordinates.
旧約聖書に登場するダビデという人は、こういうふうに詩編の中で歌ってます。
In the Psalms, King David, he wrote it like this.
詩編119編の105節。あなたの御言葉は私の足の灯火、私の道の光です。
For your word is a lamp for my feet and a light into my path.
ですから毎日、の初めに祈るときに、このように祈ってみてください。
So when you wake up in the morning before you start that new day, please pray like this.
もちろん、これしてください。このいうことがあるから今日助けてくださいというのもぜひ祈ってほしいんですが。
Of course, you know, there's a great time to ask requests for the Lord. You know, I got something coming up today. Please help me, Lord.
でもそれ以上に神様、あなたの御言葉によって私の道を照らしてください。
But you know, you really need to just be listen, Lord. I need your word. I need your word. I need to have you light up the path so I know which way to go today.
次の点を示し、私が進むべき方向へ導いてください。
You know, Lord, I need to know where that next point is. I want to walk right in the direction that you want me to be moving.
こういうふうに祈ることが私たちにとってどれだけ大事でしょうか、必要でしょうか。
How important is it that we be praying like this?
クロスロード教会では、毎週、これを読み、この箇所を聖書のこの箇所を読みましょうという、通読プランがあります。
There's a Bible reading plan that we have. It's on the website.
もしまだ、それに登録してない人がいたら、ぜひですね、メールアドレスが、で、後ろの方にもありますので、それにカラーメールを送ってくださったら毎週届くようになります。
And we've set it up so that if you just send an empty blank email to the address if you want that information, it's on our new nice information board in the back there. Send us a blank email and then you will have Bible verses for each day as we go through together.
必ずそれも助けになりますから、一緒に神様に聞いて、従って歩むという生活の習慣を一緒につけていきたいなと思います。
And this is a great way to continue to make a better, a habit, a good habit for your daily life as we try to walk with the Lord together.
しかし、正直になれば私たちにはもういつも一つ問題があります。
You know, but there's something, we always have a problem, right?
それは私たちには良い意図があっても、良いその進むべき次の点が分かって、その真理が分かったとしても、自分を正しく導く力がないんです。
You know, although we have the best intentions, sometimes we just don't have the strength necessary to do what needs to be done.
神様が私に願っていることが分からないこともありますし、分かったとしても、神様の命令を完璧に守れる人はいないんです。
You know, I understand God. I've read the word. I understand your plan. But you know what? It seems kind of hard to me right now. It just seems like who could be perfect?
この行き着く先がもう分かってたのに滅びに向かったイスラエル人たちを見たらアホやなと私たちは客観的に見たら思うんですけど。
You know, it's so easy for us to look at the Israelites and all the failures they had and how they went and they just were destroying themselves sometimes when they were going the wrong direction and we think how foolish they were.
でもそれは私たちの姿をも表しているんじゃないかなと。
But you know, we could look in the mirror and we could be seeing the same thing.
なぜなら人間が神様に背き始めて以来、私たちはみんな罪のゆえに私の心は神様から離れているんです。
But you know, since the beginning of time, when sin first came into the world, it meant that God was there trying to teach us how to go the right direction, and we turned our back on Him, and that just continues to be the pattern throughout history.
そしてその罪のゆえに私たちの心の中にはもう偽りが満ちていて、私たちは自分自身を正しく導けないんです。
And so because this, we've learned how to be disobedient to the Lord and to the things He would have for us, we always have this confusion in our lives as to what's the right thing to do.
そして私は生まれつき、この数字のない点つなぎゲームのように自分がどこから来て、どこに向かえばいいかわからない迷子の状態で生きてしまうんです。
And we can have a visual for our lives being like a connect the dots sheet without any numbers on it, not having any idea which direction would be the best way to go.
それはあたかも走り始めたはいいんだけど、もうゴールのわからないマラソンに参加し続けなければならないようなもう感覚ストレスです。
But you know what? It would be like trying to run a marathon when you don't know where the starting of the marathon is or where the goal is, and you're just running around.Forever.
そんなストレスのかかる苦しい生き方は他にないと思います。
You know, how stressful would that be, if you try to live a life like that?
しかし、良いニュースがあります。
But there's good news.
私たちを神様の道に導くことができる唯一の方がいます。
We have someone who can help us to be led in the direct path that would follow God's will.
それがイエス・キリストです。
That would be Jesus Christ.
イエス・キリストは人としてこの世に来てくださった神様です。
JesusHe came, he took on the human form, and he lived as our role model.
そして彼の人生の最後の3年半ぐらいを一緒に生活したヨハネという一人の弟子が彼のイエス・キリストの人生について書いた、ヨハネによる福音書という書が新約聖書にあります。
And for the last 3.5 years of Jesus' life, he took time to share all of his ideas, his understandings of the world and the way we would best be living, and he shared it with his apostles, and one of those apostles wrote the Gospel of John.
ヨハネはイエス様が語ることを聞いて、イエス様の態度を見て、イエス様の行動を見て、こういうふうにイエス様を紹介したんです。
And so in the Gospel of John, John the disciple, he wrote what he felt and he saw his master Jesus do. He wrote down all of the teachings and the way he saw Jesus react to life around him.
ヨハネによる福音書1章の9節と14節を見ます。
So we're going to go ahead and look now into the Gospel of John in chapter 1, verse 9 and 14.
すべての人を照らすその誠の光、これはイエス様について言っています。誠の光がこの世に来ようとしていた。言葉は人となって私たちの間に住まわれた。この方は恵みと誠に満ちておられた。
Okay, so in verse 9, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world, the true light of course being Jesus. And then in verse 14, the Word became flesh, Jesus again, and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
もしこの中に、このメッセージを聞いている人の中で、私まだクリスチャンじゃないんです。もしくはイエス様に従うべきなのかな、従っていこうかな、どうしようかなって迷ってる人がいるなら、これがそれを考える、従うということを考えるべき理由です。
Maybe you're not considering yourself a Christian. Maybe this is all kind of new to you. This would be the kind of core message that you would want to ponder over and try to really seek its meaning.
世界中にはもうこうやったらうまくいくよ、こうしたらいいよっていう啓発書はたくさんあります。
You know, there's advertisements all over the world, and they'd all like to tell you that if you follow their ideas, that you'll be pointed in the right direction.
そして世界中の宗教を見渡しても、あなたはこれをしなければいけません、これをしてくださいっていう真理を、もう真理のようなものを、戒めというものを与える宗教はいくらでもあります。
And there's so many different religions in the world today that would try to lead you in the best way to live, the way that would make you the most happy. They're trying to tell you all these different rules.
でもそれらはすべてあとは自分で頑張ってねなんです。
But in all these things, it just would leave you some at some point to be like, okay, well, all right, from here you're on your own. Good luck.
自分を正しく導けない、導く力がないのに、それだけ渡されるのは本当に苦痛で苦しいことなんです。
And you know what? To be left on your own, to make it on your own, to try to figure it all out by yourself, you know, that is going to put you in a terrible place.
イエス様は違います。
But Jesus is not that way.
イエス様こそ私たちに必要なすべてです。
Jesus, He completes us. He gives us everything we need.
イエス様が私たちを照らす神の言葉であり、私たちと同じ人間となってこの地に来てくださったお方です。
Not only is He the light, He was the Word that became flesh. He became human like us, and He led us as a role model on this earth.
それは何のためでしょうか？
Why?
それは私たちが迷子の状態であって、その罪の重たい荷物を背負って、もうゴールのわからないマラソンを走っているような疲れ切っている私たちを救うためです。
It was to rescue us from a life where we would otherwise be just carrying all the burdens that we had as we wandered around in a marathon with no goal.
罪の重たい荷物を取り除いて、私たちを新しい方向に歩ませて、新しい人生を与えて、その生き続ける力である恵みを与えてくださるんです。
Jesus Christ brought us the grace. It was not because of what we did, but He loved us so much. He brought this grace, which would take the burden of all the sins and all the troubles we were having of this world, relieve us of those, and then point us in the right direction towards happiness.
イエス様は私たちが生きるべきただその教えを方向を確かにする真理を私たちに告げるためだけじゃなくて、不完全な私たちを愛し続けて許してくださり導き続ける神の恵みを私たちに与えるためにその両方を与えるために来たのです。
Jesus Christ didn't come to just give us a great list of rules. If we just follow all of these, then we are going to have a happy life. He came to give us a hug and to pick us up when we're down, to give us what we need, the strength to go on, to live the life that He would have for us.
私たちは恵みと誠の両方が必要なんです。
We need to have that grace because there's nothing we can do to make ourselves worthy.
イエス様はご自身でもこういうふうに言われました。
Jesus said this himself.
私が道であり、真理であり、命です。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
イエス様はこの地上で何かを人々に語るときに、あなたの問題これだからこれが答えです。これをすればうまくいきますって言うんじゃなくて。
You know, Jesus is not a help desk that says, oh, well, you have this problem. If you just do this, you'll be better. Here's your prescription. Goodbye.
私についてきなさいと招かれたんです。
He's like, here, take my hand. I'll help you through it.
私が道です。
I am the way.
この道に自由があります。真理があります。
I am the truth. I will give you true freedom because you will know you're going in the right direction.
恵みと誠に満ちたお方がその道を一緒に歩んでくださるのです。
You know, and it's through this grace that you will be able to walk together with me.
そして私たちには次の一歩がどっちの方向に向かっているかわからないことが多いですけども。
So we do have days when we have so many different paths that seem to be leading us in different directions.
私たちの人生に良い計画を立ててくださった神様が。
But we have a great God who has a perfect plan.
その道をまっすぐに導いてくださろうとしているお方が。
And God is trying to light up the path so we can see exactly the straight way we need to go.
私たちと共に歩んでくださるので。
And God will walk us on that path.
私は安心の中に生きることができるんです。
And we can walk with confidence and security.
最後にもう一度皆さんの手元にある紙の3つの点を書いた方を見てみてください。
So, one more time, if you look at the paper and the three points you drew on the back of that.
今の自分は今まであなたが進んできた方向にたどり着いた先です。
You know, you're at the point now in the middle of the paper, and you're there because of the walk that you've come so far on your own.
そして今日どの道をどの方向に向かって歩き始めるのかが、それがあなたの5年後その将来を行き着く先を決めます。
And from the center of the paper in that point, then you now will have to think about your future and what direction that you hope to be going for the next 5 years.
だからこのことをもう一度どうぞ覚えてください。
So please ponder upon this.
あなたの人生には神様が立ててくださった良い計画があります。
The creator of this heavens and earth, God has a wonderful plan for your life.
神様が私たちの人生を通して描いてくださろうとしている完成図、素晴らしい絵があるんです。
God has a wonderful picture for our lives. It's going to be beautiful.
その中にそれを完成させて生きるには恵みと誠の両方が必要で、神様を導いてくださる方向に生きる必要があります。
And in order for us to go in the perfect direction to make that picture become what it is that God has for us, we need to have both the grace of God and His Word.
あなたはどちらの人生を生きたいですか？
Which life would you like to have?
私の良い意図や良い理想や良い願いは私たちを連れてここにたどり着かせてはくれないんです。
You know, if we just want to go upon the feelings and whatever makes us happy, we're not going to get to the goal.
それができるのはイエス様だけです。
That's only Jesus that can do that.
ですから今日、イエス様に信頼して従うという次の一歩をどうぞ踏んでください。
So please, take the right step, and that would begin with trusting in Jesus.
なぜならそれが私たちの進む方向を形作り、そしてそれが私たちの将来につながっていくからです。
And that's because Jesus is the one that's going to help us to make that new life. Jesus is going to walk with us through it as we try to go forward.
あなたは今日、イエス様に信頼して従うという次の一歩を選びますか?
Would you choose to make the decision to walk with Jesus?
それが今日、私たちにできる、私たちが選ぶことができる最高の次の一点なんです。
That would be the most incredible, the most important next point on our Connect the Dots chart.
お祈りして終わりたいと思います。
Let's pray together.
恵み深い天のお父さん、あなたが私たちを決して諦めることなく、見捨てることなく、私たちを愛し続けてくださりありがとうございます。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for never turning your back and just forgetting about us.
もう疲れ果てて迷子の人生を生きている私たちを救うために一人子を与えてくださいました。
Thank you, Lord, for sending your one and only Son down to this earth to rescue us from our lives that we're stuck walking around in circles.
道がわからない私たちに道をイエス様が道である私に従ってきなさい私についてきなさいとその道となってくださったことありがとうございます。
Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus that He would be the way that we could follow in Him to follow the right way to live.
もし今日私たちが本当に間違った本当に神様が願っていない、方向に進んでいるもしくは体がそっちに向こうとしている人がいるならどうぞそれに気づかせてください。
Lord, if there's anybody that is walking in their own understanding, walking, being pointed, led by their feelings, please, Lord, stop them in their tracks right now.
自分がこうの方がいいんじゃないかなと思う感覚や感情ではなくて、あなたの御言葉により頼みます。
Let us not just move on the feeling of what we think might be the best thing for us right now, but to stop and to trust in your word.
イエス様に信頼して進むべき次の一歩を、次の一歩の足元を照らしてください。
As we trust in Jesus to help lead us, we will believe that you are going to light that next step we need to take.
私がどう感じて、それについてどう感じようとも、それを踏み出す力を、恵みを与えてください。
Lord, no matter what our minds may be trying to tell us, give us the courage and the strength to take that step today.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.